Shock is a life-threatening form of circulatory failure. In simple terms, the body can no longer move enough blood around to deliver oxygen and nutrients to tissues or clear wastes effectively. In the early stages, this can be reversed, but if recognition and treatment are delayed, shock can progress to permanent organ damage, multi-organ failure, and death. It is helpful for you to think of shock as one of several serious conditions where overall blood flow and oxygen delivery to vital organs are inadequate, rather than focusing on precise medical labels. This broader framing keeps your emphasis on noticing when a person may be seriously unwell and taking prompt first aid action, instead of overinterpreting individual signs or trying to diagnose a specific type of shock. You can also link this to the body's stress response in a way that supports your teaching. Any significant injury or illness can trigger fight or flight, which may cause blood vessels to widen, vasodilation, and contribute to a drop in blood pressure. This does not mean you need to tell learners that every minor injury is a full shock emergency. Instead, it helps you explain why calm, early, supportive first aid, lying the person down, calling for help, keeping them warm, and reassuring them, matters even before a patient is critically unwell.